So the precious wheel symbolizes or encourages us benefit others by turning the wheel of Dharma. So I'll just explain what it says here and then give a little bit more explanation, a little more detail. So when we see the wheel, think benefit others through the turning of the wheel of Dharma. The Dharma wheel indicates that having attained the uncommon qualities of a Buddha, so, for example, omniscient wisdom and the abandonment of delusions and mistaken appearance, we will have the ability to lead all living beings to permanent liberation from suffering. Amazing. You know, Muni, when we say Shakyamuni Buddha, Muni means able one. So Buddhas are able. They have complete ability, which is what we lack, which is what we strive for. They have ability. So Geshe-la says, when we attain the uncommon qualities of a Buddha, we will have the ability to lead all living beings to permanent liberation from suffering. Just as we're being led now, we will have the ability to lead others to permanent liberation from suffering, from sorrow. So how do we do that? Here Geshe-la says, principally by turning the wheel of Dharma. So this means by giving Dharma teachings. This is our final goal. So when we see the precious wheel, think benefiting others through the turning of the wheel of Dharma. So in Introduction to Buddhism, Geshe-la says a little bit about the wheel of Dharma. The reason why Buddha's teachings are called the wheel of Dharma is as follows. It is said in ancient times there were great kings known as Chakravartin kings who used to rule the entire world. These kings had many special possessions, including a precious wheel in which they would travel around the world. Wherever the precious wheel went, the king would control that region. Buddha's teachings are said to be like a precious wheel because wherever they spread, so wherever the wheel of Dharma is turned, wherever they spread, the people in that area have the opportunity to control their minds by putting Buddha's teachings into practice. They can control their anger, they can control their uncontrolled desire, they can control all their delusions through putting Buddha's teachings into practice. So this is why Buddha's teachings are sometimes called the wheel of Dharma, or here, the precious wheel. And at the end of Introduction to Buddhism, Geshe-la says, I love this section. It is impossible to describe all the good qualities of a Buddha. A Buddha's compassion, wisdom, and power are completely beyond conception. With nothing left to obscure his mind, he sees all phenomena throughout the universe as clearly as he sees a jewel held in the palm of his hand. So this is omniscient wisdom. Through the force of his or her compassion, a Buddha spontaneously does whatever is appropriate to benefit others. So when we hear the word spontaneously, spontaneously means without any effort, without any effort. You know, like the sun radiates warmth and light, Buddhas radiate blessings and appear as whatever any living being needs effortlessly, because benefiting others is their very nature. You know, if we want to know what's a Buddha's nature, the answer is benefiting others. And if we are wishing to become a Buddha so that we can benefit others, every day of our life, year after year after year, we're benefiting others more until we're able to benefit others with omniscient wisdom and the abandonment of all delusions and mistaken appearance. We can benefit others perfectly, effortlessly, forever, until all suffering ceases. So through the force of his or her compassion, a Buddha spontaneously does whatever is appropriate to benefit others. He has no need to think about what is the best way to help living beings. He naturally and effortlessly acts in the most beneficial way. So this is because of Buddhahood. When we have Buddha's uncommon good qualities, everything we do naturally, appropriately, effortlessly benefits others in the most beneficial way. Just as the sun does not need to motivate itself to radiate light and heat, but does so simply because light and heat are its very nature, so a Buddha does not need to motivate himself to benefit others, but does so simply because being beneficial is his very nature.